Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
And hi, I'm Cindy with this week's Zimcast, sponsored by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus. Chuck recently attended the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Washington Watch for the first time in a couple of years and noted that the National Association of Broadcasters was one of the sponsors of the event. So we decided to get in touch with NAB Executive Vice President for Communications, Dennis Wharton, and chat with him a bit about why they support NAFB and some of the issues where the two organizations share common interest. Why did NAB feel that NAFB's Washington Watch was a good place to support this organization?
Well, first, thanks for having me. The reason that we've supported NAFB through the years is because our interests and NAFB's interests are often aligned. We have some overlapping members, so your interests are our interests in wanting to preserve and enhance free and local television to communities all over the country, urban and rural, but in particular, rural communities who often are more reliant on broadcasting than they might be in urban areas. So you are us, we are you. We love our farm broadcasters. They've done a phenomenal job through the years serving the public with vital information that only can be provided by the local broadcaster. With getting information out to communities, that's what broadcasters do. That's what we specialize in. We have mutual interests in so many ways, whether it's getting radio chips into cell phones to provide vital information to listeners who have cell phones in their pocket when they're walking around on the farms, whether it's using television to provide this incredible vital service that you saw in Oklahoma City this week, where it was only the broadcasters who can deliver the sort of life-saving information that literally saved hundreds of lives. If it weren't for broadcasters, we know that many, many more people would have lost their lives. So the NAFB and NAB have so many interests that are in common, and that's why we've supported you for so many years. There's a big issue right now involving the digital television transition that I wanted to talk about for a second. The Federal Communications Commission is going to be going through this auction of broadcast spectrum involving low-power TV stations and translators that service viewers in farm regions in particular. Translator services, as you know, extend the reach of television service to rural communities, in particular states like Utah and Colorado, where there are something like 1,280 translators that are used by by broadcasters to extend the reach to rural viewers. Those are issues that NASB and NAB are aligned on. And today, for example, there was a press release that we put out working with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and other farm groups, which supported NAB's position on this and asked the FCC to make sure they pay attention to the interests of rural America and that we don't leave rural America behind on this issue.
Right. I saw that release. National Farmers Union as well, other or agricultural organizations, the conservation districts and so forth, are very much involved in that issue. And it's, you know, it's something that's not only important to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, but also to just agriculture in general in all rural areas.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we know that millions of people use translators to get broadcast television. These are threatened by this auction the FCC is about ready to embark upon, and the fact that these agriculture agriculture groups support NAB on this position is sort of speaks volumes in terms of protecting the interests of rural America, and that's where NAB has aligned. It's why NAB is aligned with your groups, and we appreciate your support on that.
Well, of course, the number of farm broadcasters has been steadily declining over the years, mainly because we see these the group ownership, the more of more stations targeting larger areas and the general public as opposed to really targeting farmers, but still we managed to survive. As NAB, do you see still a strong future for agricultural broadcasters, not just to talk to farmers, but also to talk to consumers about agriculture and about the importance of their food supply?
Oh, sure. I mean, consolidation is hitting everyone. I mean, we would argue that broadcasting remains probably the least consolidated of all the media that we compete with. When you think about, you know, the local cable system, there's generally only one cable provider in a market in terms of satellite television service. There are two of those, but virtually in every market there are 3, 4, 5 TV stations at least, and the number of radio stations in a typical community are in the dozens in many cities and in many communities. So, but certainly consolidation is an issue. We would argue that broadcasting in some markets might need to get a little bit of relief from some of the ownership rules that are in place at the FCC. But certainly farm broadcasting is something that is incredibly important all over America, and it's something that NAB lobbies on with. Something that people need to know is the committees of influence in Washington are over the broadcast industry are heavily rural. The Senate Commerce Committee, for example, most of the members of that committee are from rural states. So your listeners have incredible influence on communications policy in the United States, and they should not be hesitant to make their views known about how important broadcasting is to their lives.
How important is the licensing procedure and serving the public interest still, particularly for radio, but also for television as well? These are public airways. That's always been an issue, and that people have input because the public generally essentially owns the airways, and they're just letting the stations borrow them, right?
Yeah, the rules of the FCC is that every 8 years a broadcaster has to get its license renewed. You have to, the terminology is serving the public's interest, convenience, and necessity. Those rules were relaxed about, I'm guessing, 15 years ago. It used to be a 3-year license renewal. But you have to make the case every year that, or every time you come up for renewal, that you indeed are serving the public's interest, convenience, and necessity. It's really important, and I would encourage your listeners to make their voices known in terms of outreach to these stations, that if what you suggest is actually happening, they can make their voices known to these station executives. I can tell you for sure, the one thing that gets attention from a radio station or TV station general manager is input from the public. I mean, people are voting with the remote controls and with their radio dials every day, and broadcast business is hotly competitive. If you're not offering compelling programming, you're not going to be in business a year or 2 years from now. So they are responsive. TV station general managers and radio station general managers are responsive to listeners. And so I would encourage your listeners, if you have a concern or a criticism of the stations in your community, let the general managers of the stations know.
All right, very good. Now let's get back to the translators' low-power television issue.
Sure.
Go over that again, because I really think it's important for farmers, for people in rural areas, to understand the importance of this issue and what they can do about it.
There's a main tower in every TV station community sending out a TV signal to thousands, if not millions, of viewers. But to enhance that signal, to serve and serve more viewers in a market who maybe cannot be reached by that main tower, whether it's because of terrain issues, whether it's because of maybe in an urban / rural setting, there might be buildings that prevent that signal from getting to every TV viewer in a particular region. There's such a thing as called a translator service, which is kind of a booster signal of the main tower. What's a threat here under the FCC's auction process is this service, because it's not protected by the FCC rules. So there are probably 1 million to 2 million people across the country, and most of these are in rural areas, who could actually lose that service from the local TV station signal if the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is not careful. That's why there was a news release put out today from the Cattlemen's Association, from the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, the National Farmers Union, and some other farm groups, urging the FCC and members of Congress of key committees to be very careful about how this translator issue is resolved. It's a complicated issue. It's something that you can get more information on if your listeners go to www.nab, that's Nancy Allen Bill, .org, and learn more about this issue. For example, as I mentioned earlier, nearly 1,300 translator stations are in just two states, Utah and Colorado. Other states like Alaska, Nevada, California, New Mexico, Idaho all have translators. So this is a really big issue, and it's a threat not just to regular commercial broadcasting, but to a really big threat to rural broadcasting across the West in particular.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? We certainly appreciate your words of support for farm broadcasters. Is there anything else you would like to add that you'd like farm broadcasters?
I can't think of anything else. Just want to reemphasize how important the farm broadcasting community is to NAB. We like to build partnerships at NAB, and there's no stronger partnership than we have with our rural broadcasters. They are incredibly important to us, both on Capitol Hill and at the Federal Communications Commission, and we honor the work that you do every day.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dennis Wharton, Executive Vice President for Communications with the National Association of Broadcasting. And that's this week's Zimcast, once again sponsored by Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.